When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm John Jackson and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast with only two sleeps until the big guy comes down your chimney, and I don't mean Alan Brazil. Anyway, we begin with the reaction to Pep Guardiola's Manchester City knocking Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool out of the Carabao Cup. You heard all the action live on TalkSport.
Manchester City have beaten Liverpool and they are through to the quarterfinals of the Carabao Cup. The holders are out and it is another chapter, another instalment in this wonderful ever-evolving history of thrilling matches between these two great clubs.
It was a fantastic game, so I think Jurgen and myself, we didn't know how the people or the players would be. To play the way we play against that team, I give a lot of credit on our players. All the time we had the control, we have chances, we control the game. They didn't need anything to score a goal. It's the biggest quality. If Liverpool don't control and dominate and push you, they destroy you. And when you control them a little bit in some moments of the game, from nothing they create chances. So, but all the players were really, really good. And yeah, it's not this Carabao Cup, it's not the World Cup competition, but of course we are happy to knock out Chelsea and Liverpool in the first stages.
De Bruyne gets it back, whips in a great cross, headed in. Manchester City lead again. Nathan Ake was there reacting at the far post to nod it beyond Kelleher.
No, I missed the first chance, you know, from Kevin, the top ball from Kevin, and I should have scored that. So people in the change room said, you know, the next one is yours again, and he put another top ball in, and I had to score this one.
You know, the Man City will be delighted that they've won the game and they're into the next round, and they've beat a top team in Liverpool. Liverpool will be disappointed in terms of how they played. And it did become a basketball game, and that'll be a worry for both teams that there was no real control of the match in terms of, you know, when it got end to end. They just needed somebody to go and get the foot on the ball and control the match. But eventually Man City done that in the later parts of the match, and you know, thoroughly deserved the win and into the next round, and everybody else in the draw will be trying to stay away from them.
Manchester City will travel to Southampton in the quarterfinals. League One Charlton, they'll go to Old Trafford to play Manchester United. Nottingham Forest host Wolves and Newcastle entertain Leicester in the last eight.
And Jurgen Klopp is not happy.
A lot of things I liked, not everything, but the goals especially not, because they were unnecessary, all three. Especially the third one, after the set piece, they take it quickly and we are just not awake in that moment. That just should not happen, especially in a game like this. Imagine with all the problems we had to begin and in other spells, but the problems we caused them as well. We had big chances ourselves. Now it would be, we would stand outside and would watch a penalty shootout. So that's how it is if you don't concede the third one. Intense game for both sides. High tempo that early, yeah, after the break now, and directly this high intensity is pretty special. But just shows both teams really want to go through, and congratulations to City.
This was a massive game for him to try and get back in rhythm, because obviously if you beat Man City at Man City, even if it's in the Carabao Cup, this would have been a great game for them to impose themselves on.
Nunez is into the penalty area, flag has stayed down, and he's put it wide. What a miss from Nunez.
If Nunez puts them in the onion bag, that sharp end of the sword, yeah, you've got to be ruthless. Listen, I like Nunez. I think he's a top player. He's runs, he's aggression, gets around the pitch really well, but see like that, Kane's putting them chances in the net. That's what they're missing at the moment.
Isn't it good to have domestic football back?
Former top flight referee Howard Webb has recently been appointed the chief refereeing officer at PGMOL. TalkSport's Alex Crook had a natter with him about what's going to change in terms of officiating in the Premier League, and Webb revealed the idea of referees having post-match interviews, just like the players and the managers, is still on the table.
I think everything's on the table. We're going to look at everything and see what's right for all groups, really. I mean, you know, obviously players and coaches have to do post-game interviews, and on some occasions that'll be to celebrate a win. It might be obviously a much more difficult conversation. You know, in terms of officiating, you know, we have to consider that probably the attention would mainly be on those occasions where there's a perceived error, as opposed to those occasions where referees have had a really solid good game, and that happens a lot, of course, but there probably wouldn't be so much interest in speaking to the officials in those circumstances. So would it be right in terms of the officiating? But we're looking at a range of different things that can just assist in that kind of across the board mutual understanding, because I think if people understand the reasoning why decisions have been taken, then they're much more likely to accept them. They might not always agree with them, and that's fine. You know, the game throws up lots of subjectivity and opinions, but I think, you know, we need to look at ways to try to give people a better understanding of who these people are. You know, show them for the football loving individuals and dedicated professionals that they are. Acknowledge when errors happen from time to time, and try to change that perception. So refereeing becomes a more appealing thing to get involved in, and that will then achieve that stronger pipeline coming through.
Now, before we heard from Howard Webb, the former referee Supremo Keith Hackett spoke to TalkSport, and I don't know if it's too late to take someone's name off your Christmas card list, but he said VAR has created a group of idle and lazy officials who don't want to put in the hard work. So I imagine there's quite a few people crossing his name out as we speak.
What VAR has done is created a group of lazy referees, over-reliant on VAR and hesitant when in front of them they can see that a foul's committed and they should be pointing to the penalty mark. The process of a referee: see, recognise, think and act. And when I see some of these referees that are professional, and I helped to introduce professional refereeing into England, right, I don't see them putting in the level of work rate that is required at the Premier League and Championship level. It's got to be better. They've got to be more mobile. They've got to be fitter. They've got to be in a position to be able to see, recognise and make decisions more accurately than they have done.
Well, the Premier League's drawing ever closer to its return, and TalkSport is the place to be on Boxing Day with coverage of every single game.
He scored again! Double the dose from Bukayo Saka. Arsenal's third, and they're saying, catch us if you can. And he set Kane in here, left-hand side of the area, 2-0.
I think it was a gift for Tottenham.
Salah turns it over the line, and Liverpool lead. This is absolutely crackers.
Cuts it back, Madison! Leicester back on terms! James Madison!
The TalkSport festive roadshow rolls on.
Finds armour on for Newcastle, drifting towards the edge of the area. Oh, what a fantastic goal! Miguel Almiron, take a bow!
Could be one of the best Boxing Day games we've ever seen.
Mitrovic with a header, he scored! Alexander Mitrovic for Fulham!
The margin was big, the chances were small, but a win tonight means a better Christmas for all.
Right, here's Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta speaking ahead of the Boxing Day London derby between the Gunners and West Ham. He was asked about getting cover up front with Gabriel Jesus out injured, and here's what he said.
We can afford to get a striker, for sure. We want one. I don't know if he plays in League 2, in League 5, in Spain, in Portugal, in Africa. We can get a striker, I guarantee you that. But what we cannot afford is to get a player here that is not for us. This is what we cannot afford, that's for sure.
Right, on to boxing, and following the controversy of the result of that first fight between Josh Taylor and Jack Catterall, boxer CEO Ben Shalom has some rather interesting news on how the sport's looking to avoid a repeat of the judging scoring scandal.
I hope next year is where we see a different way of judging the top fights, and
there's elements of open scoring that certain people are fighting for in the sport. There's also elements of, look at what we've got now with football, with VAR. Could two judges be sat in a truck as well? You know, judging at the same time as the three next to ringside. I think there's opportunities now, if everyone is open-minded, to take boxing into a place perhaps that has never been before. And that fight in particular is so significant because of what we saw. And I think the outrage that it caused. And that's what's giving us perhaps the impetus and the media attention to try and make a change. But I don't want to put the board in on the back foot.
Forget all the I can board. Say. Are you talking about VAR and boxing?
That is something that we're really trying to push, and also very confident that we could see in the next year or two, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, unless you've been living under a massive rock, you'll know that England lioness and European champion Beth Mead won Sports Personality of the Year on Wednesday evening. And Simon Jordan said that despite being pleased to see more female sporting stars receive recognition, the award is, and I quote, out of date and has lost its prestige.
Generationally, I grew up with it. So I should be the living embodiment and breathing incarnation of what I'd want it to be. I'm a match of the day person, irrespective of Lineker. I'm a person that likes tradition. I like the traditional coverage of Wimbledon. I like all these sort of things. And I believe in tradition, but I don't think this is a particularly valuable piece of real estate in broadcasting terms. I remember Daley Thompson and people of that nature going up there, having very engaging, interesting dialogues with people that operated in a very engaging and interesting way. And I don't think it's the case anymore. I also think the model of having a panel adjudicate is slightly in the past. I think it should really be driven by the public's perception of sporting personalities and sporting achievements.
The public should choose the shortlist.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, to get to that point, absolutely. I look at it now and I look at it as part of a calendar and I go, no, I don't have any interest in it. I look at people like Tyson Fury, and Tyson Fury will have had his challenges in the past and has said some things, and his religious beliefs and his outlook on society isn't particularly palatable at times. But I don't think he needed to be dragged up in 2015 by Gary Lineker and given a lecture on the stage. And things of that nature have always started to turn me off the event.
It's too long, yeah. And then
you see people like Tyson Fury not wanting to be on their Sporting Personality of the Year list.
Right, that's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you choose to get your podcasts from. There will be a very special Boxing Day preview on the TalkSport Daily podcast feed first thing in the morning. Until then, what are we going out on? The crystals, perfect. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.